podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised. Gloucester, it's Alicia Unleashed, episode 34. Woo! We're the same age right now as Bridget and I.
Yes.
So we have Alicia and we have B-Side.
What up?
Hold on. Oh, now we sound like the homie cast.
Let me just drink some beer before we comment on that.
Chug. Mm-hmm. So, I loved our opener. That was sent in by a closet listener.
It was a special dedication.
It was a special dedication to my moon pie.
You did not. You serious?
I know. I said Bridget's gonna pick up on that. I know.
Pick up on that? How the hell was I supposed to miss that, you ding dong?
Oh, ding dongs. I could go for a rainbow right now. Oreos?
Do you have Oreos?
No, I wish I did though.
Can I just tell? I know that we have a list of topics, but I did text you earlier. Tyler, earmuffs. I was walking my dog. I was walking by a few particular houses. And I'm like, how much weed do you need to be smoking for me to get this contact high right now? Like, seriously?
They must have had their windows open.
Dude, I wanted like Twinkies. I was like, why am I hungry all of a sudden? I was like, I mean, it just like hit me in the face. I mean, I was like, whoa, that's, unless it's blowing it out the window or something. I was like, what is that? Not mad.
Speaking of Tyler and earmuffs and Michael Jackson and things, and so we went on a staycation this weekend.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go to an outdoor concert. It wasn't rained out, but my 16-year-old was like, there's no way I'm going to a concert when it's raining. So we did a staycation in one of my favorite hotels in the Burlington Marriott, and they have an amazing, amazing restaurant. So we actually did a 4-course dinner, and the DJ started at 9 played mostly Michael Jackson 80s and 90s.
Did he dance?
He did not dance. He said that he totally thought he would. All up his alley. He was like, you know, busted a move every now and again at, you know, near our where we were sitting, but totally thought he was going to get up and dance. Totally did not.
That, I'm
disappointed.
I am. Like, I'm very sad because he never, like, he dances in your kitchen for no reason. So, I don't understand.
I know.
Like, what happened? Did he get stage fright?
I think he did.
Huh.
Yeah. And, you know, the kids went up to bed around 11, which was fine because, you know.
They're
on vacation.
Or staycation.
And they watched a movie. We had popcorn. We had the family package, so it was great. That was our kind of our weekend. And movies. Did you go to the movies this weekend?
I did.
What'd you see?
I saw Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
I so want to see that.
I will see it again.
Seriously?
So I Snapchatted. So what happened was, I got there around like 1:10. The movie starts at 1:30. You know, and let's just say that the teenagers at the movie theater, if they're the first hand of security when it comes to any kind of issue at the movie theater, we're doomed. Because the dude just took my ticket and was like, okay, theater 20. And I start walking in, I'm like, oh, previews. Or you know how they play that crap at the beginning, all those commercials and whatnot that are not the trailers? I walk in and it's half the movie and I'm like, what is happening right now? It shouldn't be like this. I walk back out there and I'm like, dude, the movie's playing. And he goes, oh yeah, we had a fire drill. And so the movie's like delayed by 10 minutes. I'm like, do you think you should have said that when you took my ticket? So there was a whole bunch of people, like I was standing out in the hallway because I'm like, I don't want to ruin the end of the movie for myself. And because, you know, granted, it's, you know, predictable, but still funny. And all these people were walking around, like, going into theaters, and I'm like, they're going to walk in, and the Purge election year is going to be on when they're trying to watch, like, Tarzan. This is hilarious. So the movie ends, I go and sit down, and there's this old couple that comes and sits down. And from what I heard from the movie, I'm like, they're not going to last very long in this theater, because first scene
was... Oh, God. Well, don't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away, but I was just like, oh, they stayed. Well, maybe they're those kind of old people. All right.
Aww.
They stayed for the entire movie, and there was one amazing scene that I almost choked on my water. I was laughing so hard. I had tears in my eyes. It was probably the best Zac Efron movie I've ever seen.
That's amazing.
And I've only seen
a few Zac Efron movies. He is amazing. He is really good.
That cast was perfect.
Yeah.
That whole cast between the mom and dad, the Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza and Adam Devine, it was hilarious. I'll go see it again. No problem.
Oh, I can't. I really do. That's one. And Step Brothers is coming out soon.
Step Brothers?
Step Brothers 2. With...
No, it hasn't.
Will Ferrell. Isn't it in July?
No.
When is it?
There's no such thing yet.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
You're lying. That's it. Googling it.
Google
Bring it up. Step Brothers 2 is coming out. Tyler, isn't Step Brothers 2 coming out?
Yep. Saw it in commercial.
Yep. You're behind, dude. So behind.
Be in the now.
Do you just hear him? He said, be in the now. Step Brothers
isn't filming this year. March 21st, 2016 is not filming. Rumors are false. Get
no! My no! No!
No! Sorry.
They're actually not coming out with it?
No, because you're an idiot. No!
You're just gonna call me Tyler! Am I not the only one? It's on Tyler!
It's not on anything. The Catalina wine mixer is a thing. Step Brothers 2?
No! They had it on the TV saying it was coming out. Tyler, wasn't it?
You're blowing...
Yes!
You're blowing out everyone's eardrums. Oh, wait. Do we have listeners?
Oh.
Because according to Joey C, we don't have listeners. Or we have listeners, but then everyone unsubscribes every time you post. So, you know. So... My apologies for blowing out eardrums if you stuck through us with that. Great. But you're going to show me up. Like,
seriously?
Who's in the know? Who's in the know? Oh, you know what's coming out? Bad Moms, though.
I know. I saw that. Is that fake, too?
No, that's a real movie. Because if you watched Ellen, you would know that because they went and promoted that. Hello. Ghostbusters, the remake is coming out.
It already came out, didn't it?
Nope. Next week.
Ugh. I'm so upset. I was so excited for Step Brothers 2. I'm not the only one that saw it on TV. And then said it was coming in July. Tyler is my backup.
Which is unreliable source. Because he also thought I was 29.
And he thinks my mother is 48. But that's besides the point.
Is it, though?
All right, let's get to things that are really happening this week, because now I'm really fucking mad. I am so mad.
I can't believe you recorded that, too. You're like, get in the know, Bridget. Boom.
I'm in so the mad. Not for nothing. That shit,
nothing.
That shit was on TV. I'm so fucking pissed.
Seriously.
All right, whatever. Talk about what's going on. Backroom challenge. Go on.
So, for those who are kayak enthusiasts, racer enthusiasts, dory enthusiasts, paddleboard enthusiasts, there is the Blackburn Challenge this weekend. Starts at the Gloucester High School loading docks at 7 a.m. is kickoff. And they go around the entire, like, K-Ban. So they come all the way around.
How many miles?
don't fucking know. I ain't a boat person.
It's like a million miles.
It's like 17 or 22.
That shit is a million miles.
Let's throw out some numbers so Joey like freaks out. Be like, guess this number!
Joey, it's 5 miles they go.
It's not 5 miles. It's like 17 or 22.
It's something ridiculous.
I think it's like 22 miles. And the end is at Pavilion Beach.
Yep.
And there is an app called Race Joy. And you can get it on iPhone and Android. So if you know anyone that's doing the paddling or paddleboarding or dory racing or anything like that, you can actually download the app, say that you are a spectator, and you can actually search for that person because they have a GPS chip in their bib or for their number.
Really?
So that it can GPS locate them and give you alerts as to where they are.
That is because so high.
It is tech. Such a daunting challenge that last year there were people that dropped out and no one knew, like they had to drop out. Like my friend Christina, who's been on the podcast, she dropped out I think 8 or 9 miles in due to hypothermia. Like she couldn't go any further, and she had a friend that they didn't know that he was still out on the ocean. So this year, you know, hopefully they have enough volunteers for safety monitors and stuff like that, and so now they've got GPS tracking too to kind of
cool.
Yeah. So
that's really cool.
Yeah. So she's been training for a long time. And I don't know that number. Goodbye. So hopefully that's not FedEx.
So we had just talked about very briefly the homie cast, and they finally, I don't know what they've been away for, like 6 months or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
May,
and
maybe
they're
beginning of May.
Yeah, and they're actually they're actually number 18.
Finally.
Which I was like, I thought they made like number 11. I had no idea they went to 18. Maybe I fell asleep from half of them because they talked about grill so much. Like, they Joey has a hard-on for grills, like, 24/7 in the summer.
But they all talk about it.
But did they really talk about grills the whole time?
They did.
All right, awesome.
Well, I mean, not for the whole time, but a good chunk of the time.
Well, they did, like, 60 minutes, so they probably talked about grills for probably about 45 of it.
I would say, like, about 35 minutes they went on about grills. And
okay, and then Joey talks about me. In my podcast, when I have music on for like 30 minutes and...
Oh,
but
yes?
No. That last one, when we lost him at minute 9, he listened to...
And he hated the music, but he loved us bantering.
He said that it was like watching a train wreck and you just can't look away, but you gotta watch it.
See?
So you know what that says to me?
We did a good job.
Bitch was interested.
Well,
bitch was interested.
Also, Samantha Barrett loved it.
Ugh, let's not get into that. So
I wasn't talking about that. So calm down,
you
Francis.
Won. Okay, whatever. I know. Bridget's taking her high horse right now, but Bridget won because we deemed Samantha Barrett as the
one
judge.
Of the judges. I tagged.
Who was the other? But she was the only one that deemed you winner.
That's because no one else listened.
I thought we have listeners. Bridget, are you saying we don't have listeners?
I don't think we have listeners.
You know what?
Because Joey always talks about every time you post,
we lose. And he screenshots and sends it.
But,
to
but
them.
Also,
I know we lose listeners.
But also, here's the thing. Those Gloucester casts and the Good Morning Gloucester emails come to my email inbox daily.
Yeah, but
so,
they don't post podcasts. Like, it's literally day after.
No, it's
when
the
me
podcast.
You
if
post.
You subscribe to any of the podcasts, if you subscribe to them, you get the email. I get the emails for the Gloucester cast. I get the emails for the Homie cast. I get the emails for you. And I know pretty much what time yours goes on, but I get that email daily. And so
right.
There are some people that are like, I don't need this in my email because I'm just going to see it on Facebook.
No, but But what he sends me, these are podcast subscriptions. So it says so-and-so has declined the Gloucester podcast. And we're considered underneath the Gloucester podcast. So it's specifically podcast.
Right. But then again, there's also tons of emails about Gloucester podcast daily. I get them all the time.
No, I know. I love how you're trying to defend us. But it always happens. I'm
trying to defend
it
shit.
It always happens within the 12
hours.
I just find it
interesting that he brings that up. But how many people listen to the whole homie cast? Because according
to... Oh.
Is that so on a different level?
So anyway, we're moving on.
All right. Fair enough. Take that to Twitter. It's fine.
So can you just... Okay. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't give a fuck about what's happening with this fucking stupid ass Pokemon shit. Are people... Okay, so from... This is... Okay, tell me if I'm wrong. From what I gather, people have this imaginary Pokemon app on their phone.
It's not imaginary. It's an actual app.
And if they follow in the middle of the road, an imaginary Pokemon will appear. And that's mm-hmm. how they capture them?
Yes, they turn on their camera...
Wait. We're kidding, right? This is just like a... Wait. All right, my dogs are fighting. Let's pause this for a quick second.
Because Joey's freaking out. Well, during this pause, I got an email for the Homiecast podcast, by the way.
And you did. You showed me.
And I did. Yep, and I'm going to trash it. Bye!
Because
I have the Good Morning Gloucester app. Why do I need emails?
That's what happens when you subscribe to the whole thing. You get everything.
I didn't know I was going to be such in the know about things. So, like, seriously.
Seriously. So, let's go back to this Pokemon shit.
Yes. Okay. So.
All right. So, I have this app, and it tracks imaginary Pokemon.
Yeah. So, you have to turn on your camera within the app.
Yeah.
And as you're walking, all of a sudden, they'll show up, and you have to get your Pokeball to catch them. And
we're serious, right?
I'm not kidding.
Like, this is a serious thing that's happening right now.
Over 10 million users.
In the United States of America.
All over the world. There are more people using Pokemon Go than Tinder and Snapchat today.
So is there a better date of get, is there a better time of getting a date on Pokemon?
Yes, actually they were talking about it on Mix 104.1, that there are actual people that are getting, like, running into other people and going on dates, like meeting up and being able to go on dates from
So you've heard it here, folks.
But.
You can date on Pokemon.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing as, like, if you're doing any kind of online forum for a game or something like that. That's how... I know tons of people that have met that way.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't game.
Well,
I'm not a gamer.
Well, the thing is that it uses up a lot of your data, and it also... The terms and conditions, if you don't read those, it can do a lot of things. So, like, all those ads that come up on your Facebook when you've looked at one thing on Amazon, and then all of a sudden it shows up on your Facebook... Yeah, they're collecting all that information to sell, like, off. So you got to change your privacy settings on Pokemon Go.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it was funny that there are more people using that than Tinder today.
Which I think is just, which kind of just
I'm not
blows
doing
my
it.
Mind.
I haven't done it, but I know tons of friends that are obsessed with it right now.
Are they getting dates?
I haven't asked because a lot of them are, in relationships and stuff. Unlike me. It's fine.
So, I just lost my train of thought for a second.
No, because you're checking your text messages. You're on your phone, Alicia? What are you doing? You looking at your phone again? Huh? Constantly on your phone, Alicia?
Yeah, I don't think you want me to read what's on my phone. Okay, Joey.
No.
Okay, Joey.
Like, what's on your phone?
Tell me. Texting. What are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Why are you not
what's
paying
happening?
Attention to me?
I just had a thought in my head about the whole online dating thing. Oh, I got it.
All right.
Got it. It's back. Oh,
I'm dying to hear this.
So here we go. So
I'm gonna throw up my beer, and I love my beer.
I took a break from, you know, not really a break, but I kind of like went certain places and deleted and then I did a new thing and whatever. So here we are back on the scene. Okay.
Which this is amazing to me, by the way. I'm gonna let you
continue. Oh God, I can't wait to hear.
I'm gonna let you continue,
I cannot
Taylor.
Wait to hear.
I'm gonna let you continue, Taylor, and then I'm gonna give you my Kanye.
So back on the scene, thought, like, you know, what are some interests that I can kind of, you know, put up there that are different that maybe nobody will catch? Because who really reads those?
Nobody.
Nobody. Except I just was like, blah, 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 podcast, blah, 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 working out, blah, 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 running, blah, blah, blah.
Cool. Now, did you say that you are on a podcast? Nope, or not did at you all. Say podcast?
Just a podcast.
Okay.
No one's going to read that.
No.
Especially guys.
Because clearly they don't read mine because mine says podcast and right. No one listens.
Nobody reads.
But I'm awesome.
Well, I'm in the HR world. I've already established nobody reads, right? Nobody reads emails. Nobody reads notes. Nobody fucking gives a shit. Nobody reads. Okay?
Hmm.
Apparently, I come across this one asshole that can read. Okay?
Did you just call Moon Pie an asshole?
I love how you just caught on to that, so I called him.
No. I know why you're calling someone Moon Pie, dummy. I'm not fucking stupid.
So, of course, puts two and two together. What do you think he has to do? All he has to do is Google Alicia Gloucester. What do you think comes up? The last 6 or 7 years of my life comes up.
Well, that's because you have privacy settings that are crap.
Well, no, in Google.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on Good Morning Gloucester.
Yeah.
So 6 years of my life was on Good Morning Gloucester.
Yeah.
Because I had a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So my podcast, my restaurant, you name it, comes up.
Why do you think I'm B-side?
Exactly. So of course, like, so I said to him, I begged him.
He's going to listen to this.
Please.
He's going to listen to this.
Please. Whatever you do, don't Google me. Okay. So today,
he Googled. You don't tell someone don't do this.
No. I didn't have to even, I just said, you know, because he had asked me, I see that your interests say podcast because he's one of those assholes that actually read what you like to do.
Why do you keep calling him an asshole?
It's not anything.
That's not sincere. That is not
sincere. I'm being sincere.
Have you seen your assholes? They're ugly.
Okay, so what's the other? I'm not doing it to be mean. I'm doing it to be funny.
He just met you. He is not going to take that right.
Well, honey, he already listened. So now what you want?
So what do I call him? Well, yeah. He listened to all those ones. He didn't listen to the one where you called him an asshole.
No. Oh, no, he is because he can't really hear this
one. No, he's going to hear this one tomorrow. Everything was fine until you all of a sudden just started calling a Moon Pie an asshole.
Okay, so that
good thing my mom gave me change for the puppies.
So this means
Friday. We meet
them this week. There it is.
There it is.
So he goes and he asks me, you know, do you listen to him and then you're on them? And because I'm all about being truthful, because I don't like to lie. Because you know what happens when you lie. People always find you out.
Okay? Unless you're really good at it.
Unless you're... Well, not with me. People can't lie and get away with me.
Oh, no.
Not with me.
Not with me.
Not with me. Mm-mm. I'm like a private investigator.
Here. I am definitely a detective. When Scooby smells a snack, she goes for it.
Oh, hell yeah. Scooby smelled lots of snacks, and Scooby found it out, okay?
Scooby smelled a lot of shaggy snacks on the way over here today.
So, you can't lie with me, and I won't lie with you, so I was truthful, and I said, yes, I do a podcast, and he said, what about? And I said, don't you worry, you're pretty
Joey ahead. Would say, nothing. Sorry, that's not his voice.
Definitely not. So anyway, long story short, I get a text today that says, I have a confession to make. And you know, those aren't always good considering the last one that I got.
That douchebag.
That douchebag that I met. So he said, I had to find you out. So I did find you. And I listened to about a minute of your podcast, but I didn't listen any further because of our contract. And I said, you're not allowed to listen to any...
Are you just telling everyone, like, your stuff right now?
No, I have people sign contracts. Is this not a thing?
When you date?
Yeah, is this not a thing?
No.
It's not a thing? You don't have people sign contracts?
No!
If I start talking to you, you need to sign a privacy contract.
I haven't signed anything!
Or no, NDA or anything. Because I'm not dating you. But if I date you, I'll have you sign a contract. Hell yes.
What the fuck?
And in the contract, it says...
What the
You fuck? Cannot listen fully to any of my podcasts until at least after the third date. And this has been foolproof because I've never made it past the second. Perfect, right? It's like fucking genius. So
this is my face right now.
I know. I love it. It's amazing.
Because no one can see it, but I am like stunned.
Right. You don't. You're talking to me. You don't think I have people sign contracts?
No.
Okay. Well, I do.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
So
what? Oh my god.
So anyway.
Oh my god. I. Oh yeah.
So anyway.
You just blew my Kanye right there. Like what the fuck?
So anyway, in my contract says you cannot listen to any of my podcasts until after the third date.
Oh.
Right. Okay.
Oh my
so that's in my contract. And
maybe that's why you're not getting to those third dates, because you're making them sign a contract.
Mm. Oh, they sign a contract before I even meet them. They just email and scan it back to me like a lawyer.
You're lying. You are lying your face off right now. Because that is some bullshit. Bullshit. Bull. Bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit.
So anyway.
No. No. I'm not done with this.
Anyway, so you were saying, are you like actually believing that I have people sign a contract?
You motherfucker.
Of course I don't. What are you fucking weird? That's actually a personal joke between me and Mumbai.
Stop calling me Mumbai. Stop it. Stop it right now. You guys are like.
Oh my god. You just got pumped, huh, Bridget?
Well, I'm also half in the bag, but that's beside the point. I'm coming down from one thing and getting on another. I mean,
let's just... Oh my god, that was probably the most amazing punk we ever did. No, but really. So anyway, moving on.
Oh, my brain just hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, it started hurting when you were like, oh, can we play this song in the beginning? I was like, what the fuck? But, I did say bullshit, by the way. I was like, bullshit, see?
And you're sitting right next to me, and you believed it. That's how
fucked up that is. I believed it for a hot second, because I was like... How is this you never talked about? But then again, you do something really interesting. You actually go on profiles on certain apps.
Yes.
And once you start talking to someone, you delete everything. However, you don't let that just roll because you
never know. No, I don't delete it. So
no, you hide it.
I hide it.
Which is interesting. Because
I don't have the time or energy. So because
I'll tell you this. Well, then you just don't message them back. If you are talking with one particular person,
right,
and another person messages in,
right,
you hold off on that until whatever happens. If it goes good with that dude, cool, and you never have to message that person again or that other person. But if it don't go well, you'd be like, hey, what up, backup?
But then I unhide, and then I do it all over again.
But it's just, why? Why even bother?
Actually, but no, in this past instance we're talking about, I completely deleted my profiles.
Well,
completely deleted.
Because I meant the last one. You shouldn't have done that.
No shit. Oh, you're telling me, which is why I fucking deleted that shit.
No wonder why my fucking yard looks burnt. Ugh. Fucking dick.
Listen, not for nothing.
Not for nothing!
But one out of 30 is not bad. One bad seed.
Well,
and it wasn't even, and you know it wasn't
how
even
is it
that bad.
You got one out of 30, and I keep finding the Looney Tunes.
Because our, okay, first of all.
No, we're not getting into this. I'm done for the summer.
I pre-scream.
I am, what do you say?
I only pre-screen the ones that I feel that need to be completely pre-screened. But if I feel a certain vibe, terminate right away. Like, I have to, like, there's a vibe you get from
you
weirdos.
You do go and meet them a lot faster than I do.
Right, because if I, of course.
You also talk to them on the phone, which is one of those things where it creeps me out.
Oh, I'm old-fashioned. I have to.
I cannot.
Trust me, honey. You've listened to a couple of my stories. And if I would have talked to them on the phone before I met them, then, honey, I would have never have met them.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. Only you knew me in San Francisco.
Bridget,
my stories are ridiculous.
You've heard the couple of stories I've told of people who I didn't talk to on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met them, like, Oh, really?
Did I do that
you
all
the time? Gotta sound like Mickey Mouse. If your voice is higher than mine.
What are we talking about? What about the one that sounds like Yosemite Sam? Stop freaking pumpkin cash or something like that.
Oh, yes. Actually,
Storm Nick Jonas.
But here's the funny part. I talked to him on the phone. I didn't catch that.
Oh.
Isn't that weird? How did I not catch that? But then there's other ones that have voices higher than mine, which never a good sign.
Yeah, I've been
you
there too.
You can't be 6'5 and have a voice higher than mine. I hope not. So anyway, moving on. So we already established that in the breakup battle, Samantha said that you won.
I mean.
Yeah. Whatever. Although it was very close. Let's preface that with it being very close. That you pulled it off with some 112 alert bullshit at the very last minute, and that's what you
did. Wait, excuse me. I didn't hear you complaining when I put that on your mix CD, okay? All right?
No, okay. I love it. I absolutely fucking love that song.
Yes. You listen to...
I love it.
Old woman breakup songs.
I do not.
Bonnie Raitt is terrible.
Not for nothing. She was in the 90s.
But we weren't doing the 90s challenge. We were just
doing breakup songs. And she happens to have one of the best ones.
That's like the worst song.
It's not. And Samantha even said, Bonnie Raitt, oh yes.
It's one of the worst ones.
Okay, anyway. So, have you been to the YMCA to work out lately?
Yeah, today.
You went today?
Yeah.
What time?
Noon 30.
Wait, don't you work?
Yeah.
Oh, you were in the Ipswich room?
Yep.
Oh,
I did
you go into a different YMCA in
I've
the
always
Cape
gone to the
area.
I don't go to the Cape Ann YMCA. I've always gone to the Ipswich.
And what do you do when you go there?
Well, it depends, because when I fell off that paddleboard last week, I did more damage than I thought. So not only do I have a sprained toe and a very disgustingly bruised toe, I jacked up my back hitting that rock.
Get so, out.
Yep, everything's on fire. It feels like my spine is in my throat, which is attractive. So, yeah, that sucks. So today, I was going to go on the stationary bike just to work on my core, because that's all I thought I could do. But there were these girls in teeny tiny short shorts and tank tops and high ponytails. Not that there's anything wrong with those. Just sitting there talking on their phones, whatever. So I went on the treadmill. And there's a young guy running on the treadmill, like a few down from me. And he's sweating. There's these dudes on the machines in front of the girls, and they're giggling, whatever. So the dude on the machine is sweating, gets up, walks away, doesn't wipe down the machine. The girls get up and walk away after 10 minutes of being on the bike, which really pissed me off because I wanted to be on the bike. They didn't wipe down their machines, and the dude on the treadmill didn't wipe down his machine. And this is not the first time that I've seen this. People just don't wipe down the machines, and that is disgusting. It is foul. If you are sweating, if you're touching your nose, touching your face, touching any body part, and then touching the machine, wipe it down. It's not that hard to spray a little bit of spray.
You should wipe down.
On the paper towel
and
wipe it down.
Yeah.
No, they didn't do that. It's disgusting. Although, I will say that their outdoor splash pad thing looks incredible. I wish I was like a child so I could go see it. It looks super fun. And of course, where it was like 89 degrees in Ipswich today, I could have used like the splash pad. It's like, I want to go out there. I want to go play in that. It looked great. I don't understand why there are people inside the swimming pool when they got an amazing splash pad outside, but, you know, whatever. Guess kids need to learn to swim. start them early.
I always wipe down my machines when I go.
It's disgusting.
I go on elliptical.
Like, how do you not do that? Anytime I touch, like, a handle or anything, I'm making sure I'm wiping it down. But these girls just were on there just to be on there because... apparently, they got nothing else to do during the summer because, you know, apparently their parents don't own boats or something. I don't know.
I would love to own a boat.
I would love to.
So, apparently...
No?
I don't listen to you. I mean, we've gone over this before. So I actually, like, if there's something happening in my life and I want to respond, I will actually consult Bridget and say, Bridget, this is what I really want to say.
Or,
no, don't text that, you say. But today I was about to say something and you were like, no, Alicia, no.
Yeah. And you don't even tell
me. I haven't had to consult
you. You don't even consult me. You turn around and you turn your microphone text on and you start talking into your phone. And I'm like, you are not saying that. And you're like, why not? I'm like, no, because that's creepy. Don't do that. And you were like, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, I promise, don't do that.
I'm not creepy.
No, what you were saying was like, yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at your phone. If I was, I'm pulling a Joey right now. I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Yeah, no. Like, there's a certain thing. I was like, don't text that. Then you also, we're going to use my name. I'm like, hey, I don't know that person. Don't put my name in there.
I called you my executive producer.
You did, which was because after I had, like, was like, what are you doing? Like, this dude's going to come up and be like, what's up, Bridget? Like, I don't know you. You don't know me.
So let's not go there.
Don't be saying my name.
What are you doing? Say my name.
I'm like, no, don't do that. But also, yes, besides you not listening to me, you also were not observant at all because you didn't realize that I had a Red Sox tattoo on my leg for the last 3.5 years.
That's true.
And you were like, when did you get that? And I'm like, what? You're like, that Red Sox tattoo. I'm like, I've had that for 3 years. You did? Nuh-uh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's fine. You're not supposed to be looking at my legs anyway. Although, they're adorable sometimes.
They are. You have nice legs.
I do. Except for when it's like 90 degrees and I got kinkles, but whatever.
I would rather have your legs.
I will say that, you know, my mom...
I will... You have great legs.
Thanks!
You really do.
They're little...
If you can wear... You can wear shorts. I can't. You have great legs.
Listen, it takes a lot of body positivity and confidence for me to rock those shorts. I have to be feeling it that day.
Dude, you fucking rock shorts. Well, you got great legs.
You know, thank you. I try. I'm wearing tank tops at work today. Like, work recently.
Oh, you are?
Like, well, yeah, it's like 110 degrees in my warehouse. It's like disgusting because the substance that is in there retains the heat. So like it, like I'm literally working in a boiler for the most part. So I have to wear tank tops. Okay. And this is a lot for me. If this was like, if you were to tell me back in high school that I was gonna wear a tank top, I'd be like, you're fucking mental. Because like, I'd be like, no. Because, you know, I was thinking about this morning when I was on up on the big rock at Ledgemont. Like, Jesus, if I had known back in the day that all of my chest area and my neck, like my back area, you know, if I had just been a little more confident about it, maybe used a little bit better of a astringent cleaner, whatever, I'd have been able to rock like pretty much everything instead of wearing a scarf to my prom. That's beside the point.
So, can I ask you something?
Yes.
So when you're talking to someone, do you meet them before you, if they friend you on Facebook, do you meet them before friending them? Or
yes.
Do you meet them and then friend them?
No. You pretty much just said the same exact thing.
Friend them before you meet them?
Nope.
Never, mm-hmm. Right?
Let me just say this, that the few people that I have dated that I allowed on my Facebook, I regretted it instantly.
Well, you see, this person already found my podcast.
Right, but
I think that's just as bad as finding my Facebook.
I'm sorry, Moon Pie.
Actually, I think it's worst.
I'm sorry, Moon Pie, but Facebook requests need to come a lot later in time. Like, because that is on a whole other level. I mean, granted, you reveal a lot of stuff on your podcast.
I reveal a lot more on my podcast than I do on my Facebook.
Exactly. And to bring that person into your Facebook.
It's like bringing someone into my life.
And if things don't go well, you gotta go, goodbye.
I gotta hide them.
Yeah. No, you got to unfriend them.
Unfriend them and hide them.
Well, you don't necessarily hide them. You just unfriend them.
Well, I had to. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. So, let's see. I've had like a... maybe a handful of guys that I've allowed to be in my Facebook world that I was either seeing or, that I was seeing. And two of them I found out were engaged
on Facebook.
Oh, no, we were like several dates in and they got engaged to other people. Which, you know,
get out.
It's fine. I mean, we weren't exclusive, but the thing you could have said was, you know, I'm kind of seeing someone else and it's kind of serious, or broke it off with me. Granted, I think both of them were secretly gay, but
which you have a, you know.
Hmm?
Which is kind of, you
know. No, I don't. Continue.
Sometimes I just feel like you attract them or something, Bridget.
I have terrible.
The gays love you.
They don't.
The gays really love you.
No.
Bridget.
They
love you.
I can list 9 that do not love me offhand, like right now.
What, and one's from Gloucester? No, the rest of them are from out of town.
Maybe a few more from Gloucester. You don't know that.
But in general, I love you.
It depends. I am one of those sneak attack people. Like, I come in quiet, and then all of a sudden I become this exuberant personality. It took me a year and a half to become as popular as I did in my softball world. But if I went back, they wouldn't have no fucking clue who I was. They'd be like, bitch. Like, there's a few core people, but when I left, I feel like I broke up the band because, like, everyone dispersed. Everyone's moving to Portland, Oregon.
What?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Rent Why? Is ridiculous in San Francisco.
Cheap. Oh, no, in Oregon?
Portland
cheap.
Is super cheap, yep. You know, and they're, you know, Portland's up and coming. Like, they're booming up there, man. It's,
Really?
And I've been to Portland, and I thought it was boring. But then again, I was in my party girl phase. Which I feel like I was in there from 2005 to 2013, so I miss it. All right, I might have taken a break between 2006 and 2008, but that's
only a 2-year break.
Yeah, I was domesticated for a minute.
Domesticated for a minute. Oh, domestication.
God, I regret that.
Domestication.
I kind of don't regret that relationship only because.
You can't regret anything in your life because
if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have ended up where I was and where I went. I mean, I got to go to Maui out of a breakup. Like, that was pretty sweet.
That is sweet. I want to go there.
Only go there if you're a newlywed or retiring. Because it's...
Newlywed or retiring.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in between that.
I mean, you could, but just know that Hawaii does have that thing where, like, if an attractive guy from, like, the luau is like, hey, we're all going to this bar later, you guys should meet up with us, don't listen to them because
don't
it's
go.
A setup.
Right.
It's a setup.
Yeah,
I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Well.
The locals.
Let's just say the gay guy we were with almost learned the hard way. The rest of us caught on real quick. But, you know, my roommate was dumber than a doornail.
Oh,
I'm not sad. She is interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go into it, but
no.
I could talk about, like, her crazy bisexuality and stuff.
Oh, my
like
God. Amazing.
It's like the L word in real life.
Oh! That was on for how long?
It was like 4 or 5 episodes, which Oof. I ended up...
That was it?
Yeah, I ended up watching that when I lived with her because, you know, I'd get bored during the day and I'd be super hungover before I went to work. And I started watching it and I'm like, oh my God, I know every single one of these lesbians. Like, I know someone that is that person and that person. And they was not in San Francisco, surprisingly.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, well, it's 44 minutes in.
Well, shit. Then
shit already.
I know.
We had nothing to talk about, but we're 44 minutes in.
Well, you know, we did go on some tangents. You did,
you know, a little bit. Oh, I'm gonna die.
Stop it. Stop it right now. You continue talking. I'm gonna go set up because I know how you are about me not setting up.
I know. I love. 44 minutes in an impromptu podcast. We didn't even know what was going to happen. We did have some...
Holy cow,
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Here's the funny part. So everybody, well, whoever follows the Homie Cast will know at some point in the Homie Cast, I was called the spy. And which it wasn't fair because all the guys that are on the Homie Cast, I'm actually friends with. So for me to actually want to stop by and say hi to all of my friends, apparently I became the spy because I was a girl and I was not allowed. Give me a fucking break. Hold on. See, because I swore. To the Homie Cast. However, my heart sings because they had their first lady guest on last night on the Homie Cast. And the reason my heart sings is because her name was Alicia. So in spirit, I really was there. Because why else would the first girl that's on your Homie Cast named Alicia? Could have been Sarah. Could have been Amanda. Could have been Jillian. Could have been anybody. But it wasn't. It was Alicia. So therefore, in spirit, I was there. Huh. So anyway, it's been Alicia and Leash, episode 34, bitches. And the next time we podcast, this bitch, Alicia Unleashed, will be almost 35, which is going to be 2 weeks from in a couple of days.
Math is hard, huh?
It is.
And also, for the next episode, we will have been on a boat.